We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
10 miles wide here on Loud and Local. You can see 10 miles wide this coming Friday at the High Dive with Shane Banger and the band, the project we have in studio right now, Karmic Unrest, actually featuring Shane from 10 miles wide. So he'll be doing double duties on Friday at the High Dive. Their record release show for their EP Upright or Upside Down, Karmic Unrest. Welcome to Loud and Local.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
How you guys doing? So let's go around the room and introduce yourself and tell us what you do for the band.
Casey, you want to start?
No.
All right. I'm Shane Smith. I'm the bass player.
I am Aisha Music Box Brooks, and I don't do double duties.
Ain't what I heard.
She sings.
Nice.
Drew Locke, I play drums.
Tony Stevens, I play guitar.
I'm Casey, and I just mess things up.
It's fair
enough,
man. And
sometimes also play guitar.
Nice. Well, you guys have this EP coming out, and it's six songs. It's called Upright or Upside Down. Let's kind of get if we were talking in comic book stories, let's get an origin story here. Like, how'd you guys all meet and come together? I know, Shane, is this kind of like your brain project here? You're like, what do you call it? Brainchild, yeah. I'm messing up. This 8 p.m. thing is just screwing me all up. So, yeah, your brainchild.
It's early, man. We know. It's all right.
Is it your brainchild?
It is, yes.
Nice.
I started this. I had a bunch of tunes that I had written, but I didn't really have a spot for them. So I put together a band that started with my good buddy R.L. Heyer, who couldn't be here tonight. He had another gig. But
okay.
Anyway, so I started bouncing ideas off of him, and I'd played with Tony Stoney, we call him, in another band called Uncle Pooch. So I knew it was going to be kind of heavy, so he was the prime candidate for
nice
said member.
Said member.
So said I member. got the tunes together, and I had an idea for the vocalist that I wanted. It didn't quite work out, so I had worked with Aisha previously, RL and I both had, and I just had the thought. I knew she was into rock music, so I was like, you know what? What about, I ran this by RL. I was like, what if I call Aisha? You think she'd be into it? And he's like, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's how I started working
and
with Aisha.
And she was into it? You're into it?
She was into it.
Heck yeah.
Obviously she's into it.
Heck yeah, I was into it.
Nice.
For sure. I'd been wanting to get into rock music for a while, and I had been doing a lot of freelance work around Seattle. And I had met RL, and I told him, I was like, you got to hook me up with the right musicians to get my sound in lock. And he was like, I'll figure it out for you. So then he introduced me to Shane, and the rest is history.
He's kind of like your A&R. He's like, let's hook this up. We'll find you a band. And
he's kind of like the homie. He's not the A&R.
There's one more person we should mention in there that hooked you and RL up. And that was producer-engineer Scott Colburn.
Yes.
That's how Aisha and RL met.
Yes.
And RL and I had worked with Colburn's. Tony had worked with him, too, with Uncle Pooch Records. So that's kind of how we all hooked up.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm learning things, too.
So what time period was this?
When did Karmic Unrest start?
Yeah.
We released our first EP 2 years ago in May. So it's been about 3 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Karmic Unrest. You can catch them this Friday at the High Dive with 10 Miles Wide and Shame Banger. So it's a big release for you guys. Are you guys going to have the actual CDs available on Friday?
We actually just have download cards.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we might print CDs later. We don't know yet, but we have download cards, so
yeah,
we'll be selling those at the show.
Hell yeah, man. So what can we look forward to on Friday? How would you I guess it's just a few words to describe what a Karmic Unrest show is all about.
It's energetic.
I like
it's
it.
Loud.
It's
beautiful
loud.
Noise.
Yep, that's also
humiliating.
Humiliating?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Well, it's really loud and fun for all of us, except for Casey. Apparently, it's humiliating for him.
Nice.
No, I'm also learning, Casey.
No, you know, it's. I just have an involuntary smile on my face when playing with these people most times.
Involuntary.
I'm serious. No, it just happens. I find myself having fun.
Oh, RL will also be playing with us, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a little history. I'm like the mini RL because he was –
we're going to have three guitar players on stage. Yeah, it's going to be loud is an understatement.
Well, you listen to him play and you'll figure it out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I haven't seen you guys, but just being in this room, I can tell it's good vibes on stage. I can tell
Yeah, we have good vibes. We have a good time.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to play actually a couple songs from Ugly and Obscene and Supernatural. Would you guys like to kind of intro these and talk a bit about them?
I'll try to come up with words. Yeah, I'll talk about the music. The words are a little personal, but it starts off with our lovely drummer Drew Locke.
Yeah,
playing a nice fat drum beat.
Right on.
Say hi, Drew.
Hi.
Hi, Drew.
It's got kind of a rolling feel to it, as does. The first track on Bad Motorfinger, Rusty Cage.
Yes.
It's got that kind of vibe to it. I always thought it sounded like Motorhead, but RL's like, no, it's got the same vibe as Rusty Cage. I was like, oh, nice. Okay. So this, if it doesn't sound like that, RL, it's your fault.
Well, let's get into it. Two songs by Karmic Unrest. Their new EP is called Upright or Upside Down. You can catch them this Friday at the High Dive and test it out right now. See if it fits for size. It's Loud and Local, Karmic Unrest on the Rock.
A moment of courage and it's done. Welcome the rays of the rising sun, primed to expose what's been lurking in the shadows.
That's all I have to say. Karmic Unrest, new songs from their EP Upright or Upside Down. If you want to see them, you want to hear those songs live, you can come check out the album release show Friday, October 18th at the High Dive with 10 Miles Wide and Shame Banger. And we got Karmic Unrest actually in studio now, and man, so good. Where did you guys record the EP at? Who'd you work with?
We recorded the basic tracks at Litho. And then the rest of the tracks were at RL Hire's home studio.
That's awesome.
Hi, RL.
Hi, RL.
He's right. Gigging right now. He probably can't hear us.
That's awesome. How many projects does he work with? How many bands?
Well,
does
he's
he
a full-time all musician. All yeah, all of them.
All of them.
There's the answer.
RL is Seattle.
That's yeah. Awesome. I love it.
He's
so
everywhere.
Pivoting, I guess, you know, talking about being Seattle. Like, what's what are your favorite Northwest bands? Let's start with Shane. What's like of all time? And so it could be, you know, projects that aren't with us anymore, bands that, you know, broke up a long time ago, or bands that are still gigging out there. What's your favorite Northwest bands of all time, Shane?
I think Soundgarden is my all-time favorite.
Nice.
Alice in Chains is in there too, but Soundgarden definitely.
Pretty obscure. I never heard of them. But,
yeah. Yep.
That's awesome, dude. Titans of
yeah,
Northwest.
Absolutely. They had the riffs and the melodies.
And how about you, Aisha?
So growing up, I wanted to be Chocolate, and I wanted my engineer and my producer to be Vitamin D. They're not rock bands.
Yeah.
But they were.
A Vitamin D affluent.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. They were huge in the underground, producer, and that was like who I wanted to be. Like,
that's awesome.
Growing up.
I'm not familiar with Chocolate, though. What is that, like R&B, hip-hop?
She's an R&B artist. Awesome. Like, kind of like Erykah Badu type of swag, but she's still doing it.
I got to check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Alice in Chains is definitely up there for me if we're talking like the cliche Seattle bands.
Hey, man. Speak your truth. Alice in Chains kills it.
Absolutely.
And they still do.
Yeah.
Still do. Yep. Rainier Fog was awesome.
Yeah.
But yes, Jason McGurr taught at the Seattle Drum School of Music, where I also taught for a while. And Death Cab has a close place in my heart for that reason.
Absolutely.
He kind of taught me how to be a professional drummer.
Very cool.
And then anything Matt Chamberlain plays on. That's Seattle drummer I've always looked up to. And Matt and Steve Gadd are my number one and two, for sure.
Are you and Will from 10 Miles Wide going to geek out about drums on Friday, being such incredible drummers?
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I imagine we will. We'll have a beer and chat.
Nerd alert.
How about you, man?
For me, it would have to. I'd have to agree with Shane. You know, Soundgarden is, to me, I mean, Alice in Chains is fantastic. Saw them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was listening to Dirt actually on my way in, but overall, Soundgarden is just awesome.
Yep.
I was going
to
say.
Yep. That's all Casey has to say is yep.
Yep. How about you, Casey?
Time I'm allowed, or?
Last but not least.
I don't know. It's such a toss up between those two. Those two bands, you know, I'd have to narrow it down for songs. I'd talk like Rain When I Die by Alice in Chains or 4th of July by Soundgarden.
Why'd you say that?
But aside from those local artists, Northwest artists, Corey Wilds, man.
All right.
Corey Wilds.
Yeah, that guy destroys everybody. He's just the blues monster. I mean, Tony knows him. He worked with him. He'll play all the licks.
Them.
Yeah, Stevie Ray, Ray Charles, ZZ Top.
I teach in the room right next to him.
That's
awesome.
But I'm done. I promise.
All right. So, if you're just tuning in now, we have Karmic Unrest, and you can catch them this Friday for their album release show, Friday, October 18th at the High Dive with 10 Miles Wide, Shame Banger. And I am shameless with the promotion of this show because I want people to show up to this one. So, Casey, let's go around with you this time. I got another question for you as it pertains to, like, influences. And what was, like, the – I guess we'll call it the light bulb moment. What was the time that you just decided, man, I gotta do this thing, this music. Like, what moved you to become a musician, or made you fall in love with it?
I wanted to quit piano. My parents forced me to play something else.
Okay. Nice.
They said, "Here's an acoustic guitar," and I said, "Oh, okay."
Get to work, kids.
Well, and then right parenting. After that, I found Ride the Lightning, and it all made sense.
All downhill from there.
Combine that with my dad showing me Stevie Ray Vaughan, and it's like, okay, I understand that something can be done here. And I must try and fall horrifically short of these amazing artists. So I did.
Hey, and you're still falling short. All good. Just kidding. And how about you, man? What was your, like, light bulb moment, Tony?
Her name was Kimmy. And I was a band geek in high school, trumpet player, eating lunch in the band room like a true band geek.
Yes.
I had acoustic guitar. You know, Nevermind had come out. I knew how to play a power chord.
Yeah.
And Kimmy had her Kramer Focus electric guitar there in the band room. And she let me play it. And as I hit my first low E power chord, she hit the distortion button, and that was it.
Yes! Thank you, Kimmy!
Right.
Woo! Amazing.
Now, wait.
How are we supposed to beat that?
You can't.
We can't beat it.
It's very specific.
Kimmy,
it's on point.
Kimmy,
nobody's got anything on Kimmy.
Yeah. I got some sentimentality.
How about you, man?
Am I next?
Yeah, yeah. What was your light bulb moment, dude?
You're sitting by Tony.
His name was Timmy.
I grew up with a drum set, like, in the next room. My dad plays drums around Seattle as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Locke. And including with a couple of these guys, at least Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Double Cross Committee, and he's always played drums.
Oh, that's so awesome.
My room became the garage, uninsulated. Yeah. I had an electric blanket and...
Or actually, the garage became your room.
Yeah, exactly. Which is where the drums always were. So they just, I just always played. And
yeah.
From Miles Davis to Tool, like he listened to everything.
That's awesome.
And we listened to music. Breakfast with the Beatles was a big one.
Yeah.
I think that was
listen to it all, and the instruments were always there. So like friends came over and we just. Instead of playing football, we played music. And
yeah, father-son bonding, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just kind of always been a part of my life. And it's no Kimmy, but it's daddy.
But it's daddy, though.
But it's daddy. Oh, daddy. How about you, Aisha? What made you fall in love with music? What made you start singing?
Well, I actually thought I wanted to be Erykah Badu or D'Angelo.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Like a soul singer.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to clown me so cold right now.
Let's hear it. Spill it.
We will anyway.
But I know. Whatever. I don't care. You guys are my brothers. My very first boyfriend took me to see Korn.
Yeah.
And I showed my little teeny titties. I was like, and they played Adidas. And I was like, I'm going to be a rock singer because I want to have this vibe every single night.
Yes.
And then from there, I just went to try to find what my rock sound was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I found my family, so.
That's dope.
We're
hey,
in the
you
right
know.
Place right now.
Does this mean we can break out the baggy pants with all the zippers?
We can.
No.
You know
we're
what?
All grown dreads.
I'm going to talk to you later about the zippers.
Friday was the 25th anniversary of the first Korn album. So,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Celebration. Let's rock out to some Blind later, okay?
Let's do it. Let's
all
do
right.
It.
Are you ready?
All right. Anyways, Aisha, thank you for sharing, and that's awesome, man. So, and how about you, Shane? What was your light bulb moment?
I think it was the band Iron Maiden, actually.
Yes.
Which, you know, actually quickly turned into Metallica. I think Metallica ended up having an overall bigger influence on me, but sure. Iron Maiden was definitely the gateway drug.
Yes, absolutely, man.
Just like
favorite
the whole
Iron Maiden album.
What's that?
What's your favorite Iron Maiden album?
Probably Power Slave.
Yes.
That was the one.
So good.
And then Live After Death, which was they toured. That was the tour from Power Slave. So those two records.
That's incredible. We're talking with Karmic Unrest here. Just kind of wanted to pick their brains. And obviously, they're very a musical focused band. They're very I love the fact that we have so many different genres and different backgrounds here expressed in the music. And you can really tell when you listen to this EP. Again, the album is called Upright or Upside Down, 6 songs. You can get the download code for it this Friday, October 18th at the High Dive with 10 Miles Wide and Shame Banger. We're going to go into Virtue and Toe. And then we're actually going to go into Spatial Disorientation.
Yes.
All right. So should I just play them?
Yeah.
All right.
Just play them.
Play
right.
Hard, man.
It's Karmic,
play loud.
Karmic Unrest here on Loud and Local. Yeah.
Kimmy.
Oh, Kimmy.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Apocalypse.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, we're hanging out with Karmic Unrest. They're going to be playing this Friday at the High Dive. It's going to be a good show with 10 Miles Wide and Shame Banger. Tell me about Shame Banger.
I don't know. We actually had a different opener that wasn't able to do it kind of last minute, so Shame Banger stepped in and helped us out. So.
Shout out to Shame Banger
for
the
help. Yeah, absolutely. They stepped up. Appreciate it.
Iris is in that band. She's
okay.
In Spit in the Well.
Nice.
Iris Chamberlain. That's awesome.
That should be good fun.
Absolutely. Awesome. Shout out to Iris. So, again, Karmic Unrest album release show. The EP is going to be available this Friday. You can get a digital download card from them if you like these songs. And, going to be a pretty cool show. I hope everyone listening
the
is...
The dopest show you've ever been to in your whole life.
God. Even better than that corn show?
I might show you my thank you
thing. Oh! Is that a...
You're good. You're good.
Hands up.
Nice. Well, if anyone's tuning in that unfortunately can't make it to the show, whether they have work or kids to take care of or whatever, where can they find your music online and how can they follow along with where you guys are going to be playing next?
You can go to our website, which is karmicunrestband.com. Everything goes through there, Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, iTunes. You can buy our stuff through our website.
Yeah.
Or you can go to our Bandcamp page.
Right on.
It's all there. I think it'll be on iTunes pretty soon. It's all been uploaded and ready to go.
So you guys are very active with local music scene. Not only do you do Karmic Unrest, but there's various other projects that you play in. So there's going to be a few bands we play here after we talk with you guys about that you're also kind of affiliated acts you sent me. So tell me a little bit about you're in 100 Loud, Casey. I know that. So this is this a new 100 Loud song?
No, this was the opener to the EP we recorded with Jack and Dino.
That's awesome.
Year and a half ago.
Yes.
100
cool.
Loud is still, unfortunately, on ice because we are still kind of looking for a drummer. Nick retired, moved away, and we've jammed with multiple people. Word of advice, if you come to a band audition, learn at least one of the songs for crying out loud. Not
called out.
This is great advice.
It is probably good advice.
Come prepared.
Just do your homework.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been asked to audition or show up at all.
Whoa.
We played
this is getting tension.
I also don't do double duty, so I guess it makes sense.
There we go.
I mean, I should say we're kind of talking to a couple of buddies that are skilled drummers, and I'm not aiming it at them, and it's not priority right now, but I've got a couple more monster tunes that I just have to get out there someday. So 100 Loud, I don't think is done.
Cool.
So that's might as well just keep the ghost alive.
Just keep
right?
it floating.
Good job. Yes.
Exactly. And then we got Big Tooth and Nosratep. Tell me about these projects. Who's involved with these?
Big Tooth is R.L. Hires. Other project. Well, he's got many projects.
Yeah,
45.
But yeah, he's one of the main songwriters in this band. Him and Tim Kennedy, I think, are the main songwriters. Great band. David Dada on bass and Tarek on drums. And this is a tune that they just recorded it and just had it mastered. RL sent it to me a couple nights ago. So that's Big Tooth. The song is called My Girls. Nice. And Nosratep is Igor Abaladze. He's a guitar player that's been filling in with us. Like when we go play shows on the road, Stoney can't go with us most of the time. So Igor was nice enough to fill in for us.
Hell yeah.
And he also recorded one of the solos on the record too.
He's a monster.
He is a monster player. And that band is also monstrous. If you have a chance to go see Nosratep, go see him.
Can I
speak
really to
him? He's a really big
song. Absolutely. Please do.
So Nosratep is Peterson spelt backwards. And that's Mike Peterson. Gangster, psycho, freak of a drummer.
And one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
One of the nicest dudes, and also ties back into the Seattle Drum School.
That's
he's
awesome.
He's been teaching there for years. They moved down to Lake City now from the Northgate School, and he's still there. And just awesome, awesome dude. Andy Sells is playing bass, who's a drummer, DJ by trade.
Monster bass player,
He picked up bass, and Igor, I play with in the Urban Achievers, the Zeppelin tribute we spoke of earlier. And that's a trio, a monster trio.
Man.
Nosratep and their latest AP is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
So find good. It, get it. That's my recommendation.
Go see them live, too. They are awesome.
They'll melt yeah. your brain.
Absolutely.
A yeah. whole bunch of musical geniuses affiliated with Karmic Unrest and in this room right now. So, damn, dude. Just you guys could go on a tour. Just all those Karmic Unrest indeed. And friends.
Circus sideshow.
Right? Yeah. Just book a fest. So, anyway, so yeah, Karmic Unrest. Anything? Any shout-outs you want to make or thank yous or whatever? I'll give you guys the floor to
I'd like to say hello to my wife, Lisa. Hello. My son Bodie's probably sleeping already, and all my West Seattle crew and 10 Miles Wide. What's up?
Yeah.
I want to say follow me on Instagram. I am MusicBox. What's up, Amir? What's up, Quattro? Love you guys.
Our show is on October 18th, as mentioned before, which happens to be my big sister's birthday, who Yay! I just got to see yesterday and the day before up from Southern Oregon. So happy birthday, Nicole. And
awesome.
Everyone at West Seattle Brewing Company.
Where, yeah. That's Drew's Brewery.
Where music,
awesome.
Where music thrives as well. Yeah.
And how about you, Stoney?
I would like to say hello to my wife, Christy. Are you listening?
Our wife. That's our wife.
She's very nice.
Yeah, that's our wife.
Your wife is nice.
Sister wives. I like it.
Arlo and Maisie, hey there. You should be in bed.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Go to sleep.
Arlo, get out of my bed. Go back into your bed.
Don't get out of his bed.
Casey?
My cat, Roscoe.
Yeah!
Diana's going to love that you started with that.
Diana is Diana's going to punch me in the chin when I get home. She's the best. My wife is amazing. I just respect and love her so much. And my friends for putting up with my
shenanigans.
Hobby. Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Way to yeah. save it.
Hi, Hannah.
Oh, are we friends?
We love you, Hannah.
And to Kevin.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome. I love it, and I'm stoked to have you guys up here. So again, Karmic Unrest, the album release show, this EP will be unleashed for all of you Friday, October 18th at the High Dive, 10 Miles Wide, Shame Banger joining them. And yeah, here's a couple songs, affiliated acts. We got 100 Loud, Big Tooth, and Tep. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, let's Woo! Rock. Let's rock. some heavy weirdness. I dig it. Nosratep, Emmett Visto, Big Tooth, My Girls, and 100 Loud, The Red Fog. That was Associated Acts with Karmic Unrest. You were listening to an interview with them for the last hour. So if you just tune in, you're like, man, I want to hear that. I don't know, man. I missed out. You can go to KISW.com. I promise I will have that up Wednesday at the latest, and you can keep track of that. Join the KISW Loud and Local community on Facebook. I will approve you. I promise. It is there is a guy, you know, you basically just have to apply to join. I will approve. I just, you know, you can't have, like, porn bots in there all, like, spreading all kinds of weird viruses. So basically, you do have to apply, but I will get you in there. So it is kind of a little message board for everyone to share the shows that are going on and words of encouragement. Talk about local music. It's what we're trying to do there. So that was some good stuff with Karmic Unrest, and they're going to be playing Friday, October 18th at the High Dive with 10 Miles Wide and Shane Banger. So that's what we're trying to represent. Year of the Cobra, killing it over in Europe. I believe they're still on tour. They got to play an incredible-looking cave in Russia. Wow, it was pretty incredible. They played a metal fest inside of a cave. Pretty epic. Here's new music by Year of the Cobra, Into the Fray. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.